shows and the corresponding dates, so that you can then listen to the shows from the past. And one of the primary reasons I do this is to educate people in terms of good mental health and what licensed professional counselors are all about. So I hope this was helpful, and I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat. Thank you for listening.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We will do something really, really important and really good for the American people. I think it's going to go very quickly. I hope it's going to go very quickly.
President Trump talking about the failure of Obamacare and a replacement plan by the Republicans. The president said that Obamacare would completely collapse within a few years if not taken care of now. House Speaker Paul Ryan says the deal will get done.
I have no doubt we'll pass this because we're going to keep our promises. Every House Republican, every Republican in Congress, including the President of the United States, made a promise to the American people. And the promise we made to the American people is we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. Because we made that promise, I am confident we're going to make good on that promise.
Job growth much better than expected last month. The latest ADP report shows the private sector added 298,000 jobs in February. This is USA Radio News.
High blood pressure is affecting Americans in epidemic proportions. If you're one of the millions trying to reduce your blood pressure to improve your health, there is a great new way to help you do it without drugs. It is the Zona, Z-O-N-A Plus. Air Force researchers discovered this effective and non-invasive treatment that works with isometric therapy. Check it out now at OrderZona.com or call 800-936-9080. Clinical studies have shown more than a 10% drop in blood pressure for regular users of Zona Plus. Get yours today by calling 800-936-9080 or going online to OrderZona.com. Listeners of this station will save $50 by using promo code USA2017. Reduce your blood pressure now the safe and drug-free way. 800-936-9080 or OrderZona.com and use promo code USA2017. That's 800-936-9080.
The Pentagon is trying to make clear that it's defensive purposes only for a new missile system being placed in South Korea. Here's more on the story from Chris Barnes.
The State Department says a new missile defense system in South Korea is only for defense.
We've been very clear in our conversations with China that this is not meant to be a threat and is not a threat to them or any other power in the region. It is a defensive system, and it is in place, or it will be in place, because of North Korea's provocative behavior.
That State Department spokesman Mark Toner. China opposes deployment of that system in South Korea. The U.S. has started to install it, though, and Toner says the move is not a direct response to North Korea's latest missile launches over the weekend, but deployment of the missile defense system has been in the works for months. I'm Chris Barnes.
Investigators in Biloxi, Mississippi want to know why a bus got stuck on the train tracks yesterday, leading to a horrific collision that's left four people dead. Dozens of others were hurt when a freight train smashed into the bus. USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The NYPD paying very close attention to the death of a young child one day after he was released from the hospital. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler with the story.
The baby was just 3 months old and lived with his foster family in South Ozone Park. He was treated for severe dehydration and kidney damage. One day later, he was dead. Janelle Johnson is a neighbor.
I think it's really tragic, you know, especially for someone that's that small.
Police rushed to the family's home after getting a 911 call Tuesday afternoon. No obvious signs of trauma. The city medical examiner is on the case. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
The new atmosphere on immigration created by President Trump is driving Mexicans to spend more time at their consulate in Phoenix. Here's Jason Campidonia.
The Consul for Protection and Legal Affairs at the Consulate of Mexico in Phoenix says foot traffic and appointments have been up about 30% in recent weeks. President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration is getting the blame for the surge. Officials say they always advise people to follow the law, and they are not trying to shield illegal immigrants from law enforcement. Mexico has launched a campaign to provide more legal aid to immigrants, and the Phoenix Consulate will be adding more workers to help out. Jason Campidonia, Phoenix.
The government of the Philippines angry at CBS over an episode of Madam Secretary in which a fictional U.S. Secretary of State punches a make-believe Philippine president for making a pass at her. The Philippine embassy says it tarnishes their country's image. USA Radio News.
And good afternoon. Welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. My name is Rich Gaderi, and I'm very lucky to have with me by my side in studio today, Jane DeHaven, who is my co-pilot for these next 2 hours. Hello, Jane.
Hey there, Rich.
Can you believe how warm it is out today?
Oh, beautiful.
All right, let's see what the weather forecast is going to be, because I have a birdie told me it's not staying this warm. Okay, the National Forecast is telling us, Weather Service is telling us, that it's currently fair skies, I'd say a little bit better than fair skies, at 59 degrees. This afternoon it's going to be sunny and breezy with a high of 60. Wonderful. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 39 degrees. On Thursday it's going to be another mostly sunny day with a high of 55. On Thursday night there's a chance of rain. And then possibly a rain snow shower, not good, Jane, with a low of 31. On Friday, it's supposed to be a snow day. How is it 60 today and then it's going to snow on Friday?
That is too scary.
It is scary. Okay, so rain, snow likely. 60%, it's really, it looks like it's going to be a snow day on Friday. Friday night, chance of snow, then partly cloudy with a low of only 18 degrees. I don't know what the flowers know what to do.
No, I mean, well, you saw the daffodils trying to come up.
On the way in, didn't you? Oh, it's sad. Okay, so on Saturday, it's going to be mostly sunny but very cold with a high of only 30 degrees as a high. Saturday night, a low of 19. And then finally on Sunday, it'll be partly sunny with a high of only 33 degrees. So we have this sort of summerish, springish, and then we're going to go back into very cold and snow. So, Jane, are you as confused as I am?
Pretty much.
Well, my name is Richard Scuderian. Our program is called Modern Design. We meet here from 1 to 3 every Wednesday. Again, I'm lucky to have Jane, who's been a frequent guest and sort of more of a co-host of the show, talking about our different topics. Our topic today happens to be getting your house ready for the spring market. And I'm glad we're doing it today, because if we did it on Friday, it kind of seems silly. You're right, it kind of seems silly. But today very much feels like spring. When we were coming in studio today, the daffodils are almost open, actually. Mm-hmm. Did you see on the walkway up? Are almost open. So I wonder what does happen to those plants. Do you know, do they shut down and come back, or are they pretty hardy if they're up that far?
If they really get frozen, I think that's it for the season. You have to wait till next spring for them to come up again. So let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Can you cover them? Maybe you should cover bulbs?
You know what? That's an idea you probably can with mulch or something like that, shredded leaves.
In my pots in my Flemington store, in the Flemington store, I got everything out. I didn't plant anything in it. I just put new soil in. But in my Maplewood store, I still have greens, and I want to get rid of them. But I think maybe another week or something, or just get the greens out and have nothing in the pots.
Yeah, it's not truly spring until, what is it, March 25th, I think?
Or 21st. 23rd. Yeah, something like that. Vernal equinox, right? Although next week we have the clock going back. So our topic, again, happens to be getting your home ready for spring market. And today it feels very much like spring. So we're going to have a couple of experts today with us. In the top hour, we're going to have John Leahy, who's a successful realtor at Weikert Realtors in Oldwick, New Jersey. He's going to give his take on the market, especially in Hunterdon County, and his suggestion of what clients are looking for when they look at homes. What are some things that we can do? And then in our second hour, we're going to have live in studio Dottie Polak. She's also with Weikert Realtors, but in the Flemington location, and she's going to talk about what's going on with real estate and what she feels that you should do to get your home ready. So we have a lot of good heads coming together for this show. All right, so we're going to take some commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design after these commercial messages.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderia, and I'm in-house today with Jane DeHaven, and we're talking about things you can do to get your house ready for spring market. Jane and I worked a little bit this afternoon before the broadcast on some of the things, and we divided it into two categories, right, Jane? Outside and then inside. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll start with outside first, being that it is so warm out, and start with what I do. And one of the things that I do when I'm involved with somebody, sometimes I do it even the day or two before I go to their home, is I'll do a drive-by. And that's how a lot of people do... decide what homes they're going to go into. There's a couple things that happen when people are looking to purchase a home. First of course, they start on the internet. They go on the internet, they look in their price range on multiple listed houses, and they see what they like, and they go by what looks good on film. So it's very important that you have very good pictures. Then of those pictures, there may be 10, 12 houses that they like. They're not going to walk through 10 or 12 houses. What people often do is they do a drive-by, and they see what looks good, what's next door, how does the grass look. So it's very important that you make the drive-by list, and so you keep your things up. So we're going to go over what you can do simply and often not very expensively to make your home up to par. So one of the first things I'm saying is do what I do as a professional. Go to the end of your driveway, stand back in the road. Don't get run over by a car, but stand back in the road and take a look. What is somebody else seeing? I tell you, it's sort of a learning experience. Many of us have garages that are attached to the house. We don't even always look at our house every day. I know I don't. I don't see my house very much at all. I leave, it's dark. I come home, it's dark. So once in a while, I look at the front and I'm like, oh, look at the cobwebs. You know, you see things that you don't necessarily see. So my number one thing on the list for outside is just take that view. Walk to the very end of your property, walk into the street, and look at the property. How does it look? How do the windows look? How do the shrubs look? Does it look dirty? Is there green mold on the roof or on the siding? Those are very important things to look at. Don't you think, Jane?
Oh, absolutely.
I think a house could be structurally sound, but just not look terrifically maintained on the outside. And I don't think you're going to get on the list on the inside if people think of those things, because people assume if the outside has maybe some moldy areas on the siding that it's not been maintained. So very important. Number two on my list is your driveway. That's a very key one, don't you think?
Yes. And recoating the driveway every so often is just a surefire way to pop the house. I mean, make it really look great again.
Fresh.
Fresh.
You know, someone told me that there's a little bit of a trick you can do. If your driveway is not too bad, it doesn't have any holes in it per se, is 15 minutes before you have guests or before you're showing the house, you should hose down the driveway, they said. And the wetness makes it look a little bit fresher and will stay for a while. But we, that's sort of a gist of a cheat. So doing driveway maintenance all along, if you've done that, is very important to fill in at the end of the season, filling in the holes where the macadam is, and then going over it with a seal coat. But at least a seal coat layer is really important. It's not typically that expensive of a procedure to do. And if you have a shorter driveway, often you can actually, I remember my father growing up out there with the tar, if you will, mm-hmm. and out there and doing it. And that makes a big difference. When you're driving onto a property and it's got a really nice, it's like, did you ever see when they, in the neighborhood, when they pave a street, it always looks so nice after
yes.
they pave it. Same thing goes with your driveway. It gives the impression that the home is taken care of. The next thing I want to talk about is the walkways. And it's very important that your walkways, number one, are even. That's a big thing. You want to make sure that they're even, that they're not obstructed by anything, by roots, by, you know, broken, whatever the material is. Very important that you have a clear path to the house. And the next one is shrubs. I think almost all the houses I look at when I get an opinion for staging, the shrubs are overgrown.
Well, that when you're coming out of winter and mm-hmm. you've had this crazy weather like we have,
right.
We were thinking about trying to do some work over the weekend ourselves,
right.
but it got to be sub-zero, so
right.
you're not really going to be wanting to be outside trimming
doing
shrubs.
It. Exactly. Well, do you know when the best time of the year is to do the pruning? We have Rutgers Landscape on quite often. In fact, we're due to have them again. I just spoke to the owner last week, and he wants to come on and talk about cleaning up your yard for spring, and that's one of the shows that we'll do relatively soon. But I always wonder, for shrubs, is there a best time? Because now the tips of the shrubs I have already have some new growth on them. So when is the best time to trim? Do you know?
You know what? I think it really is dependent on what kind of a shrub it is. Does it flower? Doesn't it flower? Is it an evergreen or isn't it?
Right, because if let's say you have rhododendrons, which I don't anymore because the deer eat them, but if I have rhododendrons, they already sort of have the bulb on the end. They already have the flower for the spring on the end, right? So you can't really cut them now, can you?
Exactly. I think any trimming of rhododendrons should be done after it flowers.
Flowers.
And just very delicately, too.
Right. Because rhododendrons in particular, you often see them get very leggy, right? They
yes.
get very leggy and heavy and so on. But I would think things that are more like a shrub, maybe like boxwoods or things that have just gotten out of their shape, it would be a good time to do that.
Yes.
And then, of course, you definitely want to weed and clean up your beds as much as possible. Take the, as you had said in a broadcast we had done a couple of weeks ago, get rid of all those dead leaves and everything
yeah.
in the bed. My next one on the list is something that you had said is fresh mulch. What do you think? What isn't fresh mulch almost like paint from the
yes,
inside?
Yes, you know, really good way to think about it.
Right. It sets a canvas, and when you look at the house and when you photograph the house, when you have solid areas of mass that are one uniform color, it's a very attractive appearance from the street and one that's very important. Now, I think we talked about different types of mulch. I tend to like the dyed black mulch, but you like a different mulch, don't you?
Well, you know, we had shied away from the dyed black mulch,
right.
thinking that it would end up, I don't know, not being the same color for
right.
the entire summer. But
right.
we generally tended to do the darker brown.
Brown.
And,
yeah.
But I'll have to try. We did not get our spring mulch yet.
I actually did it, and I was surprised. It oxidized in one day to like a really rich, dark coffee brown, and it held its color. Where when I've used a lighter mulch, a lighter brown mulch, I've noticed by July, August, the sun faded it so much it didn't have that same
mm-hmm.
wherewithal. It does not stay black. If it did stay black, I wouldn't be happy with it. But it really goes very quickly from black to brown, and I think that it holds its color the best. That's my personal opinion on it. The next thing is something that you and I talked about earlier. Very, very important. Have the windows cleaned professionally. Very, very important. Next week, I'm going to have a photo shoot. One of the projects I finished in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, is going to be in Design New Jersey magazine. They're going to do a feature story on it, a number of pages. So the homeowner is out today with her squeegee, and they said, "What are you doing? You have too many windows." And she is putting up a sweat right now. She's really cleaning all the windows with vinegar solution. That shows on film, and that shows on when you go to look at houses. Sometimes there's a perception that when you have dirty windows, they don't think it's a dirty window. They think it's a broken seal. Oh. And then the perception is we have to replace all the windows. So maybe you're off the list, or even if you're on the list, they're going to discount for the thought of replacing windows. Think about how expensive windows are. So simply just having the windows cleaned, either do a great job yourself if you can do it, but if you can swing it, have it professionally cleaned where they're squeegeed and there's no residue, that's always the best way to go, is to clean the windows. The next thing I want to talk about, and you and I talked about this earlier today, is window treatments, particularly window treatments in the front of your house. Did you ever go past a house in the evening and you'll see, like, there's maybe a daughter's room and there's pink drapes and so on? That looks terrible from the street. So you want to make sure, as you, condominium communities require, is that everything that faces out the street level should be white. The backing should all be white, whether it's your blinds or any sort of window treatment, so you just have that white, clean, reflective look. What do you think about that?
Oh, I agree with that. I think that having just a uniform look across the front of a house is something you have to have.
Definitely. And then the next thing is something that you brought up, and that was painting the house, if you can swing a paint job. Nothing is more magical than paint, mm-hmm. both outside and inside. And if your house is due for a paint job, it might be worth it to actually go get some estimates and get it done. Number one, the freshness of paint. Even if you're just painting the same color, the freshness of a fresh paint job really makes the house seem newer. And then I do, on a daily basis, as you know, I do color consultations for people, and I'm doing lots of earth colors for houses, mainly grays, brown grays, mushroom colors with very white trim, and then nice, often black shutters, and then a pop of color at the front door. So bringing your house up to date by just changing color, it can really go a long way and put you on the list for actually having a showing at your property. One of the things that I like to do, and I know you're somebody that loves beautiful homes, have you seen any homes recently, you've been around or out, where you've seen color combinations? You know, in the borough of Flemington, there's some very pretty color combinations. I noticed, was driving around before coming to studio, some nice color combinations with clapboard and shutters, anything that you particularly like or saw out that you like?
I just think some of the pops of color are just so new and vibrant.
Right.
I mean, we both grew up, you know, traditional white house with black shutters,
right.
and a red door.
Right.
But I think you were saying, you know, a blue door.
Right.
A marine blue or
right.
Yellow.
Yeah.
I've seen peach. I mean, there's so many great
combinations. It reminds me of what you said. Like when I was in Bermuda, I thought how beautiful, every door was such a beautiful color. They were all different. And that's what I see people embracing a little bit now, is having that pop of color just at the door, not in the shutters, very neutral shutters, gray or black, but that pop of color is nice and it's inviting, and it may get your house sold or at least a showing,
mm-hmm.
which is a good thing. So painting is good. If you can't afford to paint the whole house, then what we're talking about is maybe just painting your trim. Paint your trim out white. Go with a Benjamin Moore's white or super white. It looks clean and it looks fresh. So if you can't afford to paint the body, paint the trim and the door and the shutters. That's always a good way to go. If you don't have some shutters on your house, maybe you want to put some shutters on your house. Inexpensive vinyl shutters in a dark color look very rich, are easy to put up and go a very, very long way. Okay, we also want to talk about the front lights on a house. There's no one likes a dark house, or no one likes the perception that an area is dark. So at a minimum, you want to replace your bulbs. You want to use the maximum wattage you can for bulbs when people come take a look at the house, especially on evening appointments. And then if your lights are, because they're exposed to the elements, Lights for the outside of the house are very inexpensive. You can go to Lowe's or Home Depot or any of the home improvement centers, as well as lighting stores, and put beautiful, up-to-date fixtures, often under $100. And they really make a big difference when you change
out
the fixtures.
Even under $50.
Sure.
I've seen some beautiful things the last
few
weeks.
Sure, exactly. And very good-looking and very nice finishes. I will tell you this, Jane, something that's kind of surprising to me. I'm really seeing a return of the gold finish, though.
I see that myself.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? You know, we've been telling people for such a long time, no, brush nickel, brush nickel, brush nickel. But I'm seeing a return in all my magazines and all my projects and all the things. I have some boards on Houzz and Pinterest. I'm seeing the return of gold finishes. In fact, I'm even seeing, I saw a kitchen that was done, and the cabinets are painted sort of a gray-brown, and the hardware is all brass.
Wow.
Brand new, and it was a show kitchen. I was like, wow. Just when you think you know what's going on in home fashion, something happens to mess it up a little bit. Okay, Jane, we're going to go to our first set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design after these commercial messages.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambie's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambie's Purely Delicious ice